Well, guys, great news. The Prime Minister of Canada has resigned. And that's great news for Canada and all Canadians. How in the hell did a person like this get into a position like that? Well, his name played a little bit of a part, but mostly when he was first voted in, he was voted in because he had nice hair and he was a self-professed feminist. So Femons voted him in the first time. Not too sure how he got in the second time. I think he was a bit dodgy. Because by that time, Canadians had seen who he was. He was just a virtual signaler. But eventually even the Femons saw through his facade. I'm not going to play his resignation speech, because it's all a bunch of lies. He said he always put the Canadian people first. Oh yeah? What about the trucker protests? The peaceful protests? You know, the ones that you froze their bank accounts, arrested them, put them in jail, confiscated their trucks. Oh yeah, I forgot. They weren't Canadians. They were terrorists. Of course, the trouble is he's been in so long and his policies have destroyed most of Canada. And most Canadians can't even afford to live anymore. And he's not leaving because it's the best thing for Canada. He's leaving because his own party wanted him out. And the things that he has done while he's been in power, he should be held accountable for. The trouble is, these type of people never have to pay the piper. There's a new guy waiting in the wings, a conservative, Pierre Poilievre. He seems like a pretty decent guy. But anything's better than this trainee school teacher, I guess. Or he's been called Mr. Dress-Up. He's made Canada the laughingstock of the world. But at least he's gone now. And go quickly, Trudeau. Don't come back. And I think he would look a lot better with a hat on, don't you? Yes, that's better. Yeah, the cigar's a nice touch. Take it easy, guys. Viva la Canada!